Right now, we got to jump into the No Sweat News. Your first three stories come your way right now as far as Monday, and we'll get you geared up Friday for that quiz. And if you missed any of the stories this past week, do not sweat it. Get over to WAT.com. We'll have them up there in the podcast section.
Okay.
All right, first three stories. Here we go. Story number one, we take things to Dateline, Florida. That's right, capital of the No Sweat News. Where a 41-year-old guy named Ronnie Alexander, he woke up last Wednesday and immediately got into a fight with his wife, Carol, because he forgot it was their wedding anniversary.
Oh, jeez.
Well, lucky for him, he had an escape route. He was like, I got to go to work, which kind of gave him a chance to plan for something later in the day when he came home.
Yes.
But when he got home from work, he showed up with just a single rose.
That's it?
And then he said he was actually going to book a hotel, he told her, somewhere for the weekend. But it doesn't sound like he actually booked anything.
Oh, God, Ronnie.
And I guess Carol found out about this.
Ronnie.
And she lost it.
Uh-oh.
She hit him multiple times, ended up with scratches on his neck and chest. The police were called. They questioned her, and she admitted that she, quote, flipped the S word out on him.
He forgot.
Yep.
He forgot the anniversary.
She's facing charges for misdemeanor and domestic battery.
Oh, jeez.
Don't forget that anniversary.
Put it in your phone.
Right.
Come on.
With the technology you got now,
yeah,
come on.
You can have a reminder. And no. and you spent all day at work and you got one rose?
One rose.
I mean, you had the plan. You should have come back, a bunch of roses, champagne or something.
Something tells me that was there was more to that story than meets the eye there. Because
oh, yeah. I think she just hates him.
Yeah.
Regardless of anniversary or no anniversary.
Story number two, we take things to Dateline, Oregon, where a 37-year-old guy named Jedediah Fulton, he went to McDonald's in Oregon last week and was perfectly, had a reasonable request, they said.
Okay.
He wanted to order 30 double cheeseburgers.
30?
30.
He's hungry.
Well, McDonald's said no. It's not clear why. Was it too big of an order? Maybe he couldn't pay for them. Who knows? But he was so upset that he went outside and started beating up the store's golden arches. Swinging at them.
You're punching the McDonald's sign?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jebediah.
That will show you.
Yeah.
Well, the cops were called, and he was arrested for disorderly conduct, criminal trespass, criminal mischief, and harassment.
Harassment? Against the sign?
That's what I said. Like,
the sign's not alive. How does it have feelings to be harassed?
I don't know, bro. I don't know, man.
Well, what if he's trying to get those double burgers? Not to be a Jebediah side, because clearly he's a psycho. But what if that was, like, for work, or what if that was for a football team, or, you know, I mean, they're turning him down just simply because he had 30 of them?
Yeah.
I
wouldn't go outside swinging at the fences, but I'd be like, what the hell? Give him what the man ordered.
Maybe he has a party, and there's a lot of people over.
Who knows, man?
All right.
Who knows? But he's in some hot water there. And lastly, I love this story. I was laughing my ass off as I was reading this today. The third and final story here for the No Sweat News. There's a 30-year-old guy named Saul. He's from Bronx, New York. And last week, he got a $96,000 settlement from a lawsuit that he filed after a car accident.
Okay.
Well, how do you think my man Saul celebrated?
Hopefully he went to the horse track and let it ride, baby.
Nope. But he did put all the cash in his suitcase. He checked into a cheap motel.
Yeah.
And he hired three hookers. The bus doesn't even stop there. After they got their waka 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 going on, the women pitched the idea that a few friends of theirs could come by with some beer and some smokes.
Oh, great.
So Saul was like, I'm down.
Sure.
Call them
heck?
Up. Use my cell phone. Call your friends.
Oh, boy.
When those friends turned out to be two dudes who busted into the room with some guns, they stole the whole suitcase of cash.
Yeah. What are we doing, Saul? You're what? Come on.
Well, now the cops are trying to.
What did they think they were going to bring in?
I don't know. Now the cops are trying to track down the hookers and their friends. And as far as Sal, he's pretty upset that he lost all his cash. Quote this. He goes, I'm haunted by this. I needed that money so bad.
Well, maybe you don't have it in a dirty briefcase in an even dirtier hotel.
Is he nuts? Saul, man, come on. There you go. Three stories down your way.
Jeez Louise.
Crazy, right?
You can't trust everyone, Saul.
Especially some hookers. So wake up, buddy. Come on. What are you doing with $96,000 in a hotel
room? Such a bad idea. It was very ill-conceived.
I mean, come on.
He could have had three G's on him, had a party, put the rest in the bank.
He brought all $96,000 with him.
They just called their pimps, essentially.
Yep.
Okay, then.
My man got robbed right
Thanks.
There. Blind.
Yeah.
Even of his dignity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was bad.
Unbelievable. There you go with your three stories. If you miss any of them, get over to WRT.com. Just click the podcast section. We'll have those posted up later in the day.